Wow, what are you listening to?
Miles Davis, of course. My musical hero and my inspiration for managing high performers.
Really? Trust you to have such a left field approach.
No, really. I've got 6 tips for high performers, all inspired by Miles Davis's genius.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's hear them.
Tip number 1, be excellent and let people see that. Davis's reputation was able to attract the highest standard of musicians to perform with. As a manager, your excellence and reputation of excellence will attract high performers who will be looking for a mentor to learn from.
So you don't need to blow your own trumpet then?
No, just make sure that someone is spreading word of your abilities and high performers will come. Okay, the 2nd tip, and sticking with trumpets as you brought them up, don't hire a trumpet player who mimics your style. Davis let his unique talents show and hired musicians who complemented this. In business, create a team with a broad skill set which will have a greater impact on your organisation.
Sure, that makes perfect sense.
And when you have this team, play together and learn together. Davis's band grew up through the magic of live performance. As a team in business, finding ways of working together on important projects will help you all learn from each other and push you to new heights, just as it happened with Davis and his band.
Great. So that's 3 tips so far. What about the other 3?
Well, the 4th one is about how to conduct your team. Davis believed experimentation was key to great music. With his feedback, he told them what they shouldn't do, but not what they should do. In business, don't tell your high performers what to do, but what not to do. Take advantage of their ability and creativity by channeling their talents and respect that high performers have already reached a level of success in their career.
Yeah, sure. You have to let high performers use their talent.
The 5th tip is all about listening. There were times when, striving for greatness through experimentation, Davis's band lost its way. He was able to listen to what was missing and add his own expert input, bringing the band back to a groove. A top manager must do the same with his or her team. In a conflict, listen for what is not being said and for any areas of agreement. Remind them that they are in the same team and find a consensus. What I am hearing is a great phrase when interjecting.
Sure. All my best bosses have been great listeners.
And finally, it's not all about the music. Of course, it's the raison d'etre, but Davis knew that if he knew his bandmates' personal backgrounds and shared his, the mutual trust would benefit the music. As a top manager, share your experiences outside the work environment and invest time into knowing your high performers. Loyalty to you and commitment to your organisation will undoubtedly increase.
Fantastic. It's not as strange as it sounds after all. Thanks for that, Peter.